What is up, CSP fam? This video podcast is where we will discuss video and graphic ideas that help you approach marketing by using storytelling. All this we try to do in 5 minutes or less. So with some time elapsed already, let's dive right in. It was a sunny day. I was driving my Pontiac Aztec, and don't you dare judge. I know, I have a thing for ugly cars. Ben, my brother-in-law, Kurt, and I were all driving in a car while our wives rode in another. It was a road trip across South Dakota to the Black Hills. On the way, of course, we had to stop at Wall Drug. There are a number of trinkets and all sorts of things you definitely do not need. But in a brash moment, to commemorate our trip, we bought ourselves some of those cheap plastic switchblade combs. You know the ones I'm talking about, the ones you get out of a vending machine or a prize at a county fair? Now, before you judge, you have to remember I'm the type of guy who drives a Pontiac Aztec. But there was something behind that purchase, something deeper. You see, we were all experiencing life on the open road together. We were free. We were, for the 9 hours the trip took, unrestricted. The windows were down, the scenery was the open road, and the air was fresh. We were all feeling the same thing. We were all experiencing the same thing. And we were all expecting the same thing. Freedom. And as an act of freedom and complete stupid male immaturity, we needed to do something to commemorate the trip, unhindered by the no from our wives or why would you buy that? For us, we needed to do something, and that was to buy these cheap plastic combs to remind us of the trip. You see, just like we've been talking about the last few weeks about the three questions to ask, what do you want people to feel, know, and do? This road trip was exactly that. These are questions that help us with our sections of the story-based pyramid. For Ben, Kurt, and I, we felt joy of being together. We knew this wasn't going to last forever, but we needed to do something to make it stick in our minds. That's exactly the reason why we want people to invest in your product, service, or brand. Not because it's just a product, but because it helps people solidify an action that points to their expectation based on the emotion and belief they hold. So what do you want people to do? As we talked about the story-based pyramid these last weeks, we have set up three questions that allow us to define the sections of the pyramid. What do you want people to feel? That is the base of emotion and belief part of the pyramid. What do we want people to know? That sets up the expectation portion of the pyramid. And what do we want people to do? Which sets up the action portion of the pyramid. What we want people to do is probably what you thought about first. It's usually where a lot of people start, and that's okay. But you do need to ask the other questions if you want to inspire people towards your action. This action might be to encourage your brand, or to buy a product, or to engage in your services. Whatever it is, make sure you go through the steps of the pyramid to inspire people. Because if you're honest, this isn't just about selling something. It's about your own passion and drive to make the world a better place. And to do that, you have something you want to let the world see. That is what you are selling. Your passion. Your product, brand, or service, that's just the fruits of your labor. So engage with people by using the story-based pyramid. Remind yourself of the three questions and see how that makes a difference. And I know that some of you have lost the energy and drive in your own professions. Well, this might help you rediscover that passion and drive that you had at first in your career. And that's all the time we have today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe to our social media, and connect with us online. I'm John Oney, and we'll see you next time.